demonstrations. Narok Governor Patrick Ntutu has invited the young generation to dialogue on issues affecting them instead of holding demonstrations and destroying property. Ntutu, who spoke while leading a peace baraza at a Lokoto area in Narok North Sub-County, said he was available to answer any development questions arising from the residents so that together they could improve the economic status of the county. He, however, reiterated that he would not allow few people to hold destructive demonstrations, saying this causes insecurity in the county and scares away tourists who flock the county while on the way to Masai Mara Game Reserve. This is our peak season when wildebeest migration is occurring at the Masai Mara Game Reserve. We will not allow a few people to scare away the tourists by causing insecurity in our peaceful county, he said. He recalled that in the recent demonstrations, two young people from Narok County lost their lives and others were left nursing injuries. One young man was killed near the parliament buildings in Nairobi, while another was killed here in Narok Town. This is very unfortunate and we do not want to lose our young people because of an issue that can be easily resolved, he said. The governor observed that Narok County is a cosmopolitan county as it is the home of many tribes, saying it is his responsibility to ensure that every individual was well protected. I have learned that those threatening to lead demonstrations are people from faraway counties. We do not want anyone to come to our county to teach us how to live. We have coexisted peacefully and if anyone has an issue, I am available for dialogue, he said. Last week, I attended two barazas in Tipi's area and Ongata Barakoi, where the residents had invited me because they had issues. We sat down and dialogued and came out with amicable solutions. This is the way to go, he said. Others present were Narok County Commissioner Loshiesha Kipketch and Narok Police Commander Rico Ingare.